Jim. It's the World of Bonds. It's Sunday, the 4th of February, 2024. This is for professional investors only. Never, ever investment advice. I was out with my mate Ralph last night and we went to see Michael Rother from Neu! Exclamation mark. They're the German krautrock supergroup. Michael Rother was in them back in the day. Played all their old stuff. This was at the Barbican in London. Anyway, my mate Ralph lives in the wilds of Essex and the trains are on strike, so he drove to Loughton in Essex on the Central Line and got the tube in. And I remarked that I thought Loughton was where the Bank of England used to have its printing works for banknotes back in the day. He said it was, and then gave me this bit of trivia. I'm not convinced it's not an urban myth, so do let me know. But apparently Loughton, which is on the M11 motorway, only has slip roads on out of Loughton onto the London bound side of the motorway, not the side that takes you east and north out into Epping Forest and then East Anglia. This was so any bank robbers targeting the printing works or armoured car vans going in with banknotes wouldn't be able to quickly disappear into the woods or the open countryside, but would be forced onto the heavier traffic and the densely populated cop-heavy roads of the M11 going to London instead. I'm a bit dubious, but it's a good story, and Ralph was a key man to have on your quiz machine raids on the Lasagari pub in Manchester in 1990, and I do mean that in terms of him being good at general knowledge rather than handy with a crowbar. Right, the game is up for Jay Powell at the Fed, according to the Financial Times, which says that later today Fox News is going to be airing a Donald Trump interview in which the former president says he's going to replace Jay Powell. Now, Trump says that Powell is going to cut rates in order to help Biden, and one of his quotes is, "I think he's going to do something to probably help the Democrats." Remember two things. First of all, it was Donald Trump who actually appointed Jay Powell to the Fed. But secondly, he did turn on him during that term. So he turned on him in 2019, and there was a famous tweet that at the time, I think he thought the Fed was too tight with its monetary policy stance, and he tweeted, "The only question is, who is our biggest enemy, Powell or Xi Jinping?" So Trump in today's broadcast is also quite scathing of Powell's record in keeping inflation under control, and apparently he'll also talk about how he thinks that oil prices are going to cause a further bout of inflation in America as a result of instability in the Middle East. Well, if Trump thought that Powell was going to be cutting interest rates to help Biden, two things are pretty clear. One, Biden doesn't really need any help regarding the economy. The economy is going gangbusters, and this is not just evidenced by the recent growth numbers, two consecutive quarters of really very strong growth. Over a very long time now, US growth has outperformed pretty much any other region of the world. So not just the growth numbers though, but the signals of, you know, more contemporary numbers, which are January's non-farm payroll number in particular that came out on Friday, still the most important number that markets care about, perhaps alongside the CPI, but probably more important than that. We ended up creating 350,000 new jobs in January versus the 180,000 that markets had expected. And not just that, but there were back revisions, including December's number, which got revised up to 333,000. And that was a revision upwards of over 100,000 jobs. There is a bit of seasonal adjustment stuff going on here. People have also said maybe the private sector jobs creation is a bit weaker than elsewhere in the numbers, but I mean, these are undoubtedly strong numbers for this stage in the cycle. And markets obviously didn't like the idea that this reduces the chance of March rate cuts quite substantially. And, you know, we'd already had a hint of that from Powell's FOMC meeting, press conferences and so forth earlier in the week, but March chances have receded dramatically unless something really bad happens in the next month. The other things that make March even less likely within the data, for instance, looking at the rise in average hourly earnings, we ended up with a 0.6% rise in the month. And again, the market expected less, well, half that, 0.3% rise in average hourly earnings. So as you'd expect, it was the short end of bond markets and US Treasury markets that sold off the most. So 2-year yields up about 15 basis points to 4.35% in the US Treasury short end. But there's a sell-off across the curve, really a bear flattening happened on Friday. In other central bank news, last week, Bank of England left rates unchanged at 5.25%. But if you're looking for the direction of travel, they did take out their language implying that, quote, further tightening, end quote, might be required. So that's no longer in their statement, which is a kind of mild bit of forward guidance easing there from the Bank of England. Finally, CRE, commercial real estate. It's long been the dog that didn't bark, at least so far. But the impact of impaired values has at last started to come into some really quite poor bank results. And last week's credit news was really dominated by news from banks getting into difficulty, having write-downs, impairments, all of those sorts of things. Mainly a US story, so we saw a US regional bank, New York Community Bancorp, post poor results. A Japanese bank, Aozora, also had a similar exposure to US CRE and announced poor numbers. Share price obviously suffered quite significantly. Deutsche Bank, impairments, and in Europe, Julius Baer, with its exposure to Signa, property company there, all had significant impacts either on share prices and or on their corporate bond spreads as a result of real estate exposure. So this, having been known about for a very long time, is finally showing up in the bank results and maybe elsewhere, we'll see. So credit had a weak week overall. Investment grade credit, 6-10 basis points wider on average. And we'll see what next week brings. Have a good one. Bye.